This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the look. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Hey, welcome back to The Real Side. I'm Eric Hallaby, filling in for Joe Messina. He's off tonight. Stay tuned tomorrow night. You get to be here live with Joe Messina as we talk about, the latest in what's going on in the political world. Part of what I don't want you to forget is that there's a mainstream center of the road. There's a group of people that say, listen, I mean, you give me some evidence that Kavanaugh's guilty. I'm with you. I don't think he should be there if he's guilty, especially if he, is attacking women, young women. I got into a discussion with a lot of friends. I said, hey, something that you do when you're 16, 17, 15 years old, should that disqualify you 30, 40, 50 years later in your life from serving on the Supreme Court, being the President of the United States, whatever it might be? A lot of them said, yeah, sorry, that there's certain things you can't do as a teenager. I don't mean as a four-year-old, but I'm talking about as an adult teenager, 15, 16, 18. And their opinion was there's just some things you cannot do. You cannot say, you cannot do, you cannot be, and still expect to serve at the highest land. All right. I was open to the argument. I thought, okay. Oh, well, unless you're a Democrat senator. That's, we're talking about Cory Booker. We're not talking about 30 years ago, some accusation made by, some I don't know when, I don't know where place. I'm not saying that. No. From a Democrat ex-girlfriend who accuses him incredible in a credible event, and what him acknowledging in a book with his own writing, his own editing, that he is an abuser. And instead of the left going after their own, they say, oh, Keith Ellison, that man is the associate chair. We're going to investigate him. Right? It's kind of like saying, we're going to have the fox take a look at the other foxes to see if it's, violating the hen house. Okay. All right. Hey, that's good. No, everything looks good. We're eating chickens. No problem. What's the issue? Foxes eat chickens. Abusers abuse people. I bet if you spent a few minutes in Cory Booker, Senator Booker, a few minutes in his yearbook, how about a few minutes in his text? Let's pull up. Let's have an FBI investigation of Mr. Senator Cory Booker. Got it? Let's do it. See what he has to say. Oh, wait. It only takes about 4 minutes, and then his ex-girlfriend pops up as a credible accusation. Keith Ellison, domestic violence accuser, says the Democrat Party does not. Tom Perez, the Democrat Party chairman, does not believe her, doesn't want to talk about it. So instead of saying something like, we believe him or we believe her, we stand for what's right, instead of saying that, they just keep changing the rules. And so what if, well, the people decide and they get to vote. So this is the Senate deciding. I mean, it seems like we're going back to, E2 Brute, right? The Senate, something is missing. So at least nobody in the Senate, would have claimed to be part of, some heroic adventures in Vietnam. Nobody would ever do that, right? That's crossing the line. The Democrats know that stolen valor, that is not acceptable. Oh, Senator Blumenthal, I'm so sorry I didn't see you. Have you been standing there the whole time? Did you hear that? Oh, sorry. what was it, 10, 15 years? Claimed to be some heroic service in Vietnam. That's how he rode. He rode the coattails. He stole the valor of the men and women that served the United States of America in Vietnam, stole their valor, stole their stories, as his own. Elect me to this office, elect me to that office. I'm going to be this consummate serve forever, right? Not get a real job, not go out and actually work for a living. But Blumenthal decides that he's going to steal the valor of the men and women that actually serve this country. And he has to turn around and get an apology. Folks, if you don't understand that his lie about Vietnam was pretty incredible. Right? The full apology of Connecticut's attorney general. Wait, I think, wasn't he the one that said, if you lie about something, right? He quotes some Latin as if he's this prestigious. Right? All of you and I that watch that, go, I don't know, what did he just say? I don't know, I'm just going to pretend like I didn't, like I guessed it. I got it. Yeah, just nod. Nod and furrow your brow when he said, E2, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay, I'll take it. You think he's ordering some sort of a, I don't know, special dinner or something. And he says, Judge Kavanaugh, have you heard of this term? I'm going to translate it for you because my Latin isn't very good. If you lie about something, then you lie about everything. In other words, when a judge gives instructions to the jury, they say, jury persons, right? Jury foreman, jury people, jury, you can believe nothing if you don't believe anything. In other words, if you feel like they've lied about something, then you can assume that they lied about everything. If they've been proven wrong about something, then there is a place in your heart to say, yeah, this guy's probably lying about other things. The gall. Folks, when I saw that, I'm sitting here going, he didn't just say that. And the judge had such courage to just look at Blumenthal, knowing that he was the one that lied about Vietnam for years. Do you understand that? Because Connecticut is a fairly liberal place, by the way, folks, you know that. Just like California. Just like, I don't know, some other parts, Washington or Oregon, maybe. He actually withdrew from the Senate race, and he won anyway, because of absentee voting, and other people just maybe weren't paying attention, and they just voted Democrat down the line anyway. He withdrew, and he still won. Folks, the hypocrisy in the mainstream media of not even covering this stuff should drive you a little crazy. That's why you're listening to The Real Side. Get the real facts right here with Joe Messina. I'm Eric Hallaby, filling in for Joe. 855-REAL-JOE. Give me a call. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
All right. The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Eric Halaby, guys. Thanks for being with me. I like that. Gosh, if you've not had Cuban food, folks, it's one of the best. Sometimes I feel like that's the only thing I can eat. I love it. Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Eric Halaby. Thanks for staying with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get to the chat rooms. Get to Facebook. I love seeing some of your posts, guys, and some of the chats. Look, part of what happens, I think, is you're trying to understand the hypocrisy of the left. I don't think Democrats are bad. I was one coming out of college. Most of you are if you come out of college. What is it if you're in your 20s and you're not a Democrat, you don't have a heart? If you're in your 30s and you're not a Republican, you don't have a brain, right? What was that? That's what I was told. I said, oh, yeah, well, I have a heart, darn it. I'm 21. Then all of a sudden, right, my daughter works at a coffee shop. comes home with a paycheck and said, Dad, what is, who's FICA and why do they keep taking all of my money? I said, I don't know, sweetie, let me take a look. And what is FIT? Federal income tax. Dad, I'm the one that worked. Why is it that one day of my labor is gone? I said, well, now you know why Daddy votes the way he does. Not because I don't think we don't need things, but when you look at the politicians, you look at the direction the country's going. I'm fortunate or unfortunate, depending on what side of the aisle you're on and what day it is, to live in the state of California. Unfortunate because there is no question, just so you know, my background is as a financial guy, 22 years. Just so you know, let's be really clear, there is absolutely, in my opinion, of course, no way. It's been published. I published it in 60,000 magazines. It's an article I wrote. It's not going anywhere. It's out there forever. There is no way in the world California is going to get out of its pension mess. Zero, none, not going to happen. It's just a math problem. So I might sound pretty smart, but I know how to use a calculator. Unlike our governor and political guys here in the state, why is it that they think that if they keep taxing, the problem is we're just not taxing the right people. We're not taxing them enough. These are the same politicians that will be hypocrites when you look at their financial life. Here's a good example. What do? They retire from these very high tax states, the ones that they create, the systems that they create, the pensions that are never going to be funded. Right? Listen, men and women work partly for the goal, for the dream of a pension. And for the politicians to come in and undermine that with either overpromising or under-delivering or just not creating an environment, these are the same men and women that are being elected time and time again. It's a good example. I started this about, 22 years ago, right? 1996, I'm speaking, and I remember saying, California pension system is six. $6 billion upside down, folks. I don't know how we're going to do it. It's a tough go. We'll have to see. I was speaking to maybe 110, 120 financial professionals in a room. Today, when I speak on this topic, it's $400 billion. We were $6 billion. Now we're $400 billion. It doesn't take a rocket scientist, and you don't have to take off your shoes to do the math, to figure out that this is not going to work. So where does this change? I think, look, everybody's still trying to figure out President Trump. I think they're figuring out a couple of things. Number one is, if you punch, he's going to punch back harder. Now, the sophisticated group in Harvard, Yale schools, right? They have an idea, they have a thought, that the president is supposed to be a punching bag. Well, we elected the wrong guy if you wanted a punching bag. That's not the way he is. And a lot of us privately admire it. Look, privately, Dick Cheney has said on a number of occasions, President Bush has said on a number of occasions, both privately and publicly, they wish they would have come back and fought harder when CNN and MSNBC would come at them with false allegations, with stories, with made-up stuff. They said, oh, they just took it because in their mind they thought the president was supposed to be a punching bag and, quote, above the fray. I wish somebody would have a conversation with the folks in some of these states. Have you driven through Detroit? Have you driven through Flint, Michigan? How about Puerto Rico? Whenever you have the Democrats run stuff, they run it into the ground. You guys, you know that Puerto Rico was way corrupt. I have friends that had businesses there. Way corrupt before the hurricane. Their electric grid was way corrupt. It never worked. Right? Be in the jungles, it worked, 12 hours a day if you were up in the mountains in the center, away from the city. Take a look. You have organizations across that country, Puerto Rico, that were extremely corrupt. It's not a secret. I mean, I guess if the people want to overthrow them, that's why they're leaving. The good people are leaving. The businesses are leaving. What do you think is happening to Detroit? The good businesses are leaving. The people are leaving. What do you think is happening to Flint, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco? Show me a conservative state. Look, maybe 50 years ago it was the conservatives that were the bad guys. Okay, I'm willing to hear that story. But why is it today we're seeing such a shift where all of a sudden you're not allowed to even say it because the obvious, what is it, the elephant in the room, right? The obvious part of the story is how much they are messing up. The obvious part of the story is when you say the word illegal immigrant, they say, you mean immigrants? I said, no, I said illegal immigrants. Well, that's just a dog whistle. You hate anybody that's brown. No, I'm brown. Oh, you're an Uncle Tom. Oh, you're a self-hating, self-loathing. You're trying to get a job with the man. Well, or maybe I'm just telling the truth. I don't know. Could be anything. Could be one. Could be the other. The problem is this self-righteousness where they think that they can read through the television. They can see through her. And what they're doing is every single... And the Democrats are masters of this, by the way, you guys. They're masters. That's part of the problem is they're good at this and we're not. They can see through this organizational conversation of women in the workplace or minorities or whatever the story is, right? Whatever it is. And some rightfully so. I get it. I've traveled. But what they do is they'll say, I am a victim. She must be telling the truth. Well, I don't know if I believe her. She didn't really say anything. Aha! Every single woman needs to be believed. Well, if that's the case, then what do you do when the ones are proven false? And do you ruin a person's life because somebody said something? I mean, do you not understand how much they threw Judge Kavanaugh under the bus? Right? That proverbial bus? Do you not understand how much they were able to manipulate the system? If you don't think this is coming down the road to a job interview near you, you better pay attention because you could be next. It doesn't take long to trickle down. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back in The Real Side with Joe Messina, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
This is supposed to be a Democrat state. I don't think so.
President Trump revs up Republicans in Rochester, Minnesota as he holds a patriotic Make America Great Again rally.
They have a very big surprise coming, don't you think?
Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh closer to a confirmation vote now that the FBI's latest investigation wrapped up.
None of the allegations have been corroborated by the seventh FBI investigation. Not in the new FBI investigation. Not anywhere.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who takes to the Senate floor. He's clearly had more than enough of Democrats who want more and more delays. McConnell ready to call the vote.
For goodness sake, this is the United States of America. Nobody is supposed to be guilty until proven innocent.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Welcome back to The Real Side. I'm Eric Halaby, filling in for Joe Messina. Those of you watching Facebook Live, you can see me trying to adjust this, these earbud things. All right, you're listening to the Real Side. Hey, listen, go to Facebook, chat, watch us live, have a conversation with us. We like to hear what you have to say. We want you to take the poll, see what's going on with the community of other listeners on The Real Side, because part of what I need you to do is to get the word out. This is going to be you. Because there are important people that listen to this show. A lot of important people follow Joe Messina. They do. He has a lot of good things to say about the system, the Democrat Party, the political system. Being in the center sometimes makes a lot more sense than taking an extreme position. He has a lot of good things to say, and I want you to pay attention because you need to get the word out. During the summer, when not a whole lot was going on, don't you worry your pretty little head. The spy's handler probably got an award back in China for his efforts to penetrate Feinstein's office. Did you know? Feinstein was mortified. Oh my gosh, I hope she's all right. The United States Senator, Dianne Feinstein, she fired a staffer a few years ago who was allegedly part of an effort to spy and pass on political intelligence to the Chinese official. Do you realize a couple of years ago, after the last election, don't you worry, the staffer was based in Senator Dianne Feinstein's office, who was suspected of delivering political intelligence. But don't worry, it wasn't top secret. Hello? Do they think you're dumb? Because honestly, guys, I need you to pay attention to this. It's also coming out on Fox News, the same conversation. Politico. They're being fed information. Very few people want to leave or lessen their access to political information, to intelligence information. So what they do is they report back a regular conversation. No common sense. The regular conversations they have with the press people. The staffer was based in her office and was suspected of delivering, but nothing too top secret. What do you think? The FBI informed Feinstein, the then chairwoman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. It's only about 5 years ago, about the staffer. And allegations the staffer was a spy. She was mortified. As if that matters. I don't know why. What was she supposed to be, happy? Was she supposed to be shocked? And does it matter what she was? How about incompetent? How about lazy? I don't know. Pick a word. How about Dianne Feinstein? You did something you shouldn't have done. This was around the same time, maybe a little bit before. Her husband received $100 million from the high-speed rail system here in California. Did you know that? It's a $33 billion. That's a lot of money, but don't worry. $33 billion. The voters pass it. They believe the governor. Oh, we said 33. We meant 50. Oh, gosh, 50. That's still a lot. Okay, no problem. Did we say 50? We meant 65. Now they expect it to be well over $100 billion before they're done with this high-speed rail joke. But one of the very first checks that were cut was cut to Dianne Feinstein. Now, look, in California, we have the top two vote getters actually, you know, get to be on the ballot. So we have Dumb and Dumber between the two. We have Kevin DeLeon, who's as crooked as can be. But at least he didn't give intel to the Chinese for 20 years. The FBI wasn't able to charge the individual, possibly because he was passing on political intelligence rather than classified materials. Hello? What, do they just give him a Disney shirt and say, hey, take Mickey and go home? When are they going to have any kind of a conversation about, oh, let's snatch this guy? I think they snatched him up. They traded him for somebody. Probably. You know this guy is living in a wonderful flat in Beijing somewhere. Well, that's great. His job is to spy on us. Our job is to spy on him. I guess that's the way it goes, so they say. But you guys, I want you to get the word out. Something's wrong. They hid it from us. The intelligence community, the political machine, hid this from you for 5 years. For 5 years. Well, let's do the math. Carry the one. Go backwards. Oh, wait. That's the same time Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Oh, that's the same time Hillary Clinton had 33,000 emails between her and the President of the United States on a phony server in somebody's basement. In fact, where it really was in the basement bathroom of her home in Chappaqua. As if, oh, I'm in the closet hiding. I'm going to close my eyes. You can't see me. Hide and go seek. My eyes are closed. I know you opened the door, right? Do they not understand the little wire that goes out the back window? It's called a Cat 6 probably now. I don't know what it's called. Ethernet cable. You have to ask Joe Messina. He's the technical guy. I'm just a guy that pushes a button and says, go on. Look, enough of this is a problem because the political machine that the Clintons have entrenched and the Obama machine has entrenched into our system, I think you need to pay attention because President Trump is not a guy who gives a care. He just doesn't. Okay, he's super sensitive. He's a teenager. He's immature. He's juvenile. Okay, just fix my country. I don't want to be your neighbor. Not interested in going out on a date or hanging out, playing basketball. I'm not interested in any of that. All I want you to do is something. Fix my country. Make sure our military is strong so that China doesn't think that it can build these islands that didn't used to be islands and absolutely destroy the environment in the South China Sea. Threaten Philippines, threaten Vietnam. Do you realize Vietnam? Do you realize because of President Obama, Vietnam, that was a very close ally to China but started threatening China because of its factories and its domestic production and its increase in improvement. And in fact, it's China 15, 20 years ago. Vietnam is coming up as an economic powerhouse. Vietnam. Who are they afraid of today? China. Do you understand? Who are they leaning on? The United States. Why do you think that the relationship with the Philippines? Now you might say, oh, Arif, that has nothing to do with us. So says the guy December 5th, 1941. Oh, that's Japan. It has nothing to do with us. Do you not understand that our biggest issue, Russia, their economy isn't even the size of, I don't know, Texas. Probably not even Virginia. Maybe not even Rhode Island, really, because it's run by a bunch of corrupt guys who switched hats from communism to oligarch to now I'm a mafia guy, whatever. They don't really have anything. They're not okay, they have nuclear weapons. I'll give them that. I'm with you. The United States props up the Russian government, just so you know. They prop them up because otherwise you would see nuclear weapons for sale on the open market. No question about it. Got it. But back to who we have to worry about, why is it the Obama administration spent so many years kowtowing to the East? And yet today, you have Thailand scared to death. You have certainly Australia, right? They played a pivotal role in this. I think they were used. I think the Australian ambassador was used in the whole Russia phoniness. But Russia's scared to death of China. Australia's scared to death of China. They're all trying to play nice. But China is not. Listen, I've been there 3 times. I like the place. I think the people are amazing. I think the food is incredible, right? The north, south, east, west, it's all different food, just like the United States. But don't make any mistake. They are not interested in being second place. That is not their deal. They are interested in one thing, and that is being on an equal footing, and some would say a higher footing than the United States, economically speaking. So be careful if your goal is to walk through this journey and to just pick on the president every time he turns around. The president is playing a pretty tough game. And the tough game that he's playing is based economically, militarily, supporting our military, supporting our men and women, giving them pay raises so we don't lose. Right? Who are we losing? We're losing that middle bracket. The majors, the captains, the West Point grads. 10 years and 10 minutes, they're out. As soon as their commitment is over. That's the way it used to be under President Obama. Now, the men and women can see a career. You don't see President Trump getting us in all these crazy wars. He's using part of the levers called an economic lever, right? He says, fine, we're just not going to give you any more money, Palestine. Palestinians, you don't get anything. Right? What does he do? He goes to the Middle East and he says, Palestinian people, we're giving you hundreds of billions. And what are they doing to their people? When we come back, I'll get into that. And I want to talk to you about tariffs. What is really going on with tariffs? We've got that and a lot more on The Real Side. I'm Arif Hallaby, filling in for Joe Messina. We'll be back tomorrow night. 855-REAL-JOE. Stay with us. We come back.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud!
Side with Joe Messina. I'm Eric Halaby. As you can tell, I am not Joe Messina, filling in for the man, the myth, the legend. He will be back tomorrow. What a gentleman who is, listen, he's full of knowledge. His job is to go through, give you knowledge, give you a background of why things are happening, create a conversation, be kind of the sanity in the world of insanity, especially politically speaking, economically speaking. That's what they're all about. Thank you for being with us. I'm Arif Halaby again on The Real Side. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talking about, listen, some of the political world. The second hour, the next hour I'm going to get into here on the last hour of the show. The tariffs. Nobody will have ever explained it to you the way I will explain it to you, why it matters. With 22 years of my background in economics, I think you will have a chance to understand something that is very confusing and difficult, and I'm going to make it simple for you. So stay with me after the top of the hour. Meanwhile, we're talking about China, some of its impact in the world. As I've mentioned, I've been there 3 times. I like the country. I love the people. I think it's a great place. It's beyond beautiful. It's very unspoiled in most of the country. It's untouched, if you will. But there's a fear that you need to be understanding is real, and that is the expansion of China. Now, if I asked 100 of you, Tell me where Djibouti is. You're going to be, excuse me? Tell me where Djibouti. You know, Djibouti. D-J-I-B-O-U-T-I. I have no idea, Arif. But if I was to tell you, you know where the Suez Canal is, comes out of Africa, you know, the Mediterranean, instead of going all the way around Africa, you can go through the Suez Canal, which is Egypt, right? It was built, some will say, many years ago, and then it filled in with sand, and then it was rebuilt, 120, 115 years ago. And now, is the Suez Canal important to the world? Oh, yes. Oh, heck, yes. More important to Europe than anybody else. Because goods and services come from China, come from India, come up along Africa. And this little narrow strait, oh, just this little tiny place, where you can almost throw a rock, metaphorically speaking. How wide is it? Oh, let me give you an estimate. The narrowest place is probably 10 miles. That means from one shore to the other, it's about 10 miles. Now, if you were standing on my shoulders and you were on one shore, you could see the lights from the city on the other side. That's how narrow it is. You could see across it. It's about 10 miles or so. Oh my gosh. Why does China have a military base there? What? China's one of China's first military bases outside of China is in Djibouti. God bless you. Djibouti. What would they be thinking to have it so close to where most goods and services that flow from Asia to Europe, to the Middle East in some places, right? China happens to have a military base right there? What is that all about? Well, very simply, folks, I need you to understand something that's kind of scary. The problem is that nobody is talking about it. Nobody cares. Nobody's talking about it. Why is it that you and your family don't know where Djibouti is on the map? Why is China's military presence in Africa, and now they're doing joint military exercises? They're strengthening its defense in Africa. They have a port, right? You know, have you ever been to the port of in Southern California, in Galveston, Texas, or up in Boston, where they have those big cranes and the longshoremen and longshorewomen go out and they lift up those big containers and pick them up and drop them on the trucks, and the trucks drive them across the Mar-, right? Those ports where these big container ships, 3-4 football fields long, come pulling in, unloaded in just hours and loaded back up and off they go again. China has one of those in West Africa. Huh. Now, what did they do? Well, they sent their submarines, they sent their Navy fleet up and down the coast of Africa to find the largest, the deepest port. They did that without anybody knowing. Maybe the United States intel community knew, if they weren't busy following Trump around. And what they did is very simple. They said, oh, here's a perfect place. It has a great harbor. It's protected. The way the tide comes in and out, etc. We like it. We'll take it. Well, you have to go to the little military government, the folks that live on bribes, many of them do, and you pay them. And poof, you own the land. China built railroad tracks all across, roads all across Africa, taking the goods, the services, the mining, the natural resources, bringing it to its port. And since, I know this is a shock to some of you that are barely trying to follow math, now we're looking at world history, but did you know that China owns the Panama Canal? What? Come on. Yep. Yeah. When Jimmy Carter said, we're giving the Panama Canal back to Panama, Panama said, well, thanks. Now, they took it. Right, we had a lease, we had an agreement, but there's plenty of things we could have done to say, hey, you know what, y'all don't really know how to use it, or you're not, if you're going to sell it, we have first right of refusal, but we didn't. We gave it to them, they took it over for a little while, China came and said, we're going to double, triple, quadruple what it's worth. They said, fine, we'll take it. So for all intents and purposes, it's owned, operated, managed, controlled by China. So I know you may not have a globe or a map out in front of you, but just understand, when goods and services leave Africa, they come across the Atlantic, through the Panama Canal, and right into China's ports to feed the hungry dragon. I think you need to pay attention to this for a lot of reasons. Not because China is a bad I don't think they're bad. I don't think they're good. I just think they are. I think their self-preservation is key. It's key to everything they do. Just like the United States should be into self-preservation. Now, we are also a giving country. There's never been a country like the United States. A melting pot, an organization that gives money to others. But when you heard me on the last break, I said, we took money away from the Palestinians. President Trump went in and he said, look, you guys have your people living in squalor. You guys have kids eating out of trash cans. You're a fairly small country, Gaza. We gave you $200 million, $300 million per year. What are you doing with it? Well, it's making the Palestinian Authority and Hamas and Hezbollah, it's making them wealthy. They're taking the money. They have amazing... Do you know that Arafat had so much money in a Paris bank account that his wife, after he passed away, Yasser Arafat, his wife, was reported to be worth over $1 billion. All right, fine. Maybe he earned it. Right? I don't know what he did. Maybe he stole it. Whatever he did, she now inherited it. Understand, folks, that President Trump doesn't have any of that. All of these folks, these little squints with their Harvard degrees and their Cambridge, come walking and say, oh, you don't understand, Mr. President. We can't do that. Oh, yes, we can. Yes, we can, because the crooks that are in charge of the organization are not feeding their people. So this is a very important thing. I don't know what 8 years of President Trump will look like, but I can promise you we're not even going to come close to looking like the end of 8 years of President Obama. His objective was to bring the United States down. President Trump's objective is to bring the rest of the world up. Now you might say, same thing. It is not the same, you guys. It's empowering other countries to be self-sufficient, to be self-promoting. He says, I think the United States is an exceptional country. And if you're from Portugal, you should think Portugal's an exceptional country. And if you're from Canada, you should think Canada's an exceptional country. He doesn't put people down for thinking they are good. We've never decried the French for thinking that their language was better. We never decried the Portuguese for thinking they have a better language and culture, or the Italians. So why, when all of a sudden the United States says, hey, we're a pretty good country, and we're not going to give our money to places where it goes away, and we're going to call out China when it's doing things that is not in the best interest? The People's Liberation Army conducts regular joint training exercises across the region in Africa, in certain countries that are home to major Chinese infrastructure projects. And it's called the Belt and Road Initiative. Research that, you guys. The Belt and Road Initiative. The communist state has especially been active throughout Africa. Why? Because it wants its natural resources. Can you say Japan in the 1930s? Right? That's what they're doing. China has its military presence throughout the Caribbean. Travel to the Caribbean. Take a look at St. Martin. Go visit St. Kitts, the British Virgin Islands, the U.S. Just go take a look. What are you going to see? Chinese business owners everywhere. Well, that's great. I'm glad they're expanding their horizons. But you ask yourself, why? That never happened before. China didn't let their people go to another state. Instead, all of a sudden they walk three doors down and poof. They wake up in the Caribbean. They own dry cleaners, liquor stores. I was there. They have rental car companies. They have service entities, restaurants. Well, okay. But is there any tie to the communist government? You have to say yes, simply because if you're a Chinese citizen, you are obligated to the state first. Any business you have outside of the country, guess who your partner is? The state, which means China, not the state in which you're living. In Djibouti, where Chinese companies have constructed strategic ports. And, can't be all that bad because it's Africa's first electric transnational railroad. Well, that sounds kind of green to me. Let's hug a tree. Let's ban some straws.